claiming to be wise, and yet they became fools. And they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images. They exchanged, as verse 25 tells us, the truth about God for a lie. Verse 28 tells us they did not see fit to acknowledge God. They exchanged the glory of God for the things of this world. Know this, it can still happen today. The kingdom of God is not about appearances. It's about surrender. It's not about tradition. It's about transformation. It begins when a person bows the knee of their heart and says, Jesus, you are my Lord. So let me ask you this plainly and lovingly. Where do you stand today? If Jesus were to return today, are you certain that you belong to Him? Have you repented of your sin and placed your full trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation? Or are you hoping that somehow your good intentions, or maybe your religious activity, or maybe the past decisions that you've made, that somehow all of that would be enough? Understand this, the Bible doesn't leave us guessing. The Bible says, whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. There is no in-between. The good news of Christmas is this, it's not too late. God's grace is still there for you. Forgiveness is still offered. That light is still shining in the darkness. That baby that was born in a manger grew up to carry a cross so that you could carry peace. He wore a crown of thorns so that one day He could place a crown of life upon all those who trust in Him. And He's calling you not to clean yourself up, but to come just as you are. And yes, this baby Jesus changed history. But far more importantly, He can change you. He can forgive your sin. He can heal your brokenness. He can give you peace. And He can transform your life from darkness into life. If you repent and believe and place your faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone, then He will change everything. That baby Jesus changes everything, and He can change everything for you starting today if you would but trust in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for this prophecy that Isaiah gives to us of a light coming into the darkness of this world. Thank You, Lord, that You sent Your Son Jesus to be that light for us, to live that perfect sinless life on our behalf. Lord, we thank You that You gave Him as a gift to us. We thank You that in a world filled with darkness, You sent that light. In a world filled burdened by sin, You sent a Savior. In a world desperate for peace, You sent the Prince of Peace. And so, Lord, we come right now to confess that left to ourselves, we all walk in darkness. But we also rejoice, Lord, that through Jesus Christ, forgiveness is real, hope is secure, and eternal life is offered freely by Your grace. And we can come out of that darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for every person who's hearing this message today. For those who already know You, Lord, I pray that You would strengthen their faith. Lord, I pray that You would deepen the peace that You've given them in their hearts. Lord, I pray that You would renew their joy this Christmas season, that they would declare Your glory to the world around us. But Lord, for those who are still searching, those who are still resisting, Lord, those who are still maybe just unsure, Lord, I want to pray that in a special way You would draw them to Yourself. Make Yourself known to them, that there would be no way that they could anywise explain it, but that You were speaking to them. Lord, give them the courage to repent. Lord, give them the faith to believe. Give them the humility to surrender their lives fully to Jesus Christ. And Lord, may Your kingdom be established in every heart, and may Your peace rule within. We thank You for loving us enough to give us Your Son, Jesus. And we give you all the glory for what you've done in the past. We give you all the glory for what you're doing right now. And we give you all the glory for what you're going to do in the days ahead. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to offer this invitation time for you to come, to make known your profession of faith in Jesus, maybe simply to come and join this fellowship, maybe to just come and pray at the altar. As the Lord lays on your heart, as we stand, as we sing number 275, would you make your way and come?
I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all.
Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. It's awesome to have the baptism water stirred this morning. If you enjoy that and would like to help, Awana needs your help. They have been praying for a game leader from 6:45 to 7:15, and a substitute leader from 5:25 to 7:15. If you would like to help with that, contact Joanne Kohler, Pastor Jim, or Linda Smith. And then we have some announcements. Whoever wants to go first. Brittany?
Good morning. Next week, we have our final business meeting of the year. We will be voting on the last set of changes to the amendments of the Constitution and bylaws. If you need a copy, I have a few with me today. Otherwise, I will have some more copies with me next week. Thank you.
Hi, I'm coming on behalf of the nominating committee. We're looking for some counters. It would be every other month, about an hour to an hour and a half during the day. You and your partner would get to pick the time and the day that you would count. So if that might be something you might be interested in and Mike could do, if you could see me or Ella Thames, Steve Stone, Ryan Robinson, I think I'm missing somebody. I know I am because there's five on the committee, but see one of us if you want to be a counter. That would be amazing.
As we just mentioned, we'll have a business meeting next Sunday. As a member of the stewardship committee, we have a copy of the budget that Ms. Pat and Amy Jackson have worked real hard on. So if you'd like a copy, I've got some here for you, if you would, maybe one per family. And then we'll have some later. So if you have any questions, you can ask a member of the stewardship committee. Thank you.
Good morning. The men's Bible study group that meets on Sunday night at 5 o'clock is starting a new